Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The U.S. Open is underway, and we are also going to have the World Cup kicking off literally in about 40 minutes, but it is another edition. Again, the only morning show to go out to Cowboys practice. I guess it's not important to be there live to check out America's team is this one, Roy White in the locker room for another edition.
Roy did fire. Roy did fire. Roy did fire. Roy did fire. Roy did fire.
You know, I don't, you're talking with a Cowboys.
No. Cut it off, Lane. I don't love the intro as much as Troy does. Troy gets a kick out of this intro so much for some reason.
Yeah, it sounds very Zoltan.
I think it's funny.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's all right. Roy did fire. Roy did fire. Roy did fire. Roy did fire.
Roy did fire.
You're talking with a Cowboys defensive lineman, Jahad Ward, acquired from the Oakland Raiders and the Ryan Switzer deal. We're going to play a little Roy did fire here. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. What are you most looking forward to at the end of minicamp?
At the end of minicamp, looking forward to really keep working. You know, this stuff don't stop, so that's what I'm looking forward to. So,
got any vacations planned?
No, not really. I'll probably go on the beach somewhere, but who knows? I don't know where I'm going to go, so I'm going to get out of the state, though. But other than that, I'll be right back, just get ready for training camp. So,
what's the best summertime treat to cool you off?
I like getting in the pool, so, you know what I mean? That's the only time I cool off, so when practice is over, I just jump my ass right in the pool. So that's my cool off for the summer.
Have you ever ghosted anybody of the opposite sex?
What?
Oh, no. I ain't never do that. What kind of question is that, man?
Have you ever been ghosted?
Nah, man. No.
Are the Golden State Warriors ruining the NBA?
No, I don't think so, man. They're just a good basketball team. So.
July 4th coming up in a couple weekends. Hamburger, hot dog, barbecue, or wings? Which are you going with?
I'm barbecue all day, you know what I mean? I'm barbecue wings all day. You know, it's going to be a lot of cookouts. A lot of cookouts going on, and I can't wait to get some burgers and all that, but definitely barbecue wings.
If you were an Avenger, which one would you be?
Oh, shit. That's a good ass question. I wouldn't be Hulk because he folds. You know what I'm saying? You call him, he'll be like, what's that? He'll be like, no. You know what I'm saying? I think I'd be Iron Man. I'll be Iron Man. He's smart as hell.
Mm-hmm. If a tree falls in the woods and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound?
It's going to make a sound when it hits your ass. You don't know. No, it ain't going to make a sound falling, but once you know, when it hit the ground, it's going to make a sound. Yeah.
Do you have any tips for getting out a stain?
Peroxide.
That's a good tip.
That's a good tip, right?
And finally, I got to ask you a personal question. When we walked in, you gave a little whoop whoop sound. What did that mean?
That mean the law here, the media people here, and you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Once you say something, watch what you say. You know what I'm saying? Because they're around and they record everything. So we always do that. When coaches come, we be like whoop 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 whoop. So that's my scenario on that.
All I appreciate right. it, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Roy did fire. Roy did fire. Roy did fire. Roy did fire. Roy did fire.
Okay, now this is something I picked up on as we walked in the locker room. Joe Trahan, white Joe Trahan.
That's not how he's referred to.
He's the PR guy. He's referred to by media as white Joe Trahan. Yeah. It's
made
true.
The announcement.
We love WFAA Joe Trahan as well.
We love both Joes, both Joe Trahans.
White Joe Trahan. He makes just put it out there on the air.
He makes the announcement that the locker room is open.
Spittle.
It's like it's a middle name.
I can see Spittle in his office right now shaking his head. White Joe Trahan.
It's not Michael B. Jordan. It's not like a distinguishing middle name.
So I walk in right behind him, and as you guys know, the locker room's kind of shaped like a football. You know, it's got two entrances on the outsides. I walk in right behind Joe, and Jahad Ward's, you know, locker is sitting right there. 3 steps in, and he immediately with another teammate starts going, whoop, 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 whoop. Law's here. Law's here. He goes, what did he say? He said, do you want to, what's the line that a cop would say? Do you want to do this or do you want to go home? Do you want to do this or do you want to go home?
And he kept saying, when does a cop ever offer you the ability to go home?
I think it's a movie you might be referencing.
Is it a movie reference?
Autoflex DC Fantasy. It's a famous movie line, I think. Someone will text it here in a second.
It is. It is a famous movie line, and I can't remember what he was referencing. But either way, you know, they're making it a point to kind of be like, hey, the media's here. Watch what you say. Watch what you do. The law's in town. So I just had to ask him the specifics on that.
Well, he's got a personality, it sounds like.
He does. We're going to have to sit down with him out in Oxnard when we go out there for the first week of training camp.
We quickly recognize David Irving's personality. Yes. And Jihad Ward. Brian brought us his number one most surprising player last week. That surprising top 10 list from Broadus got 1 million hits on DallasCowboys.com. That's how thirsty people are for America's team.
Do you want to go to jail or do you want to go home? Training day.
Training day.
That's it. That's what he said. Good call, fan texters.
Well done. I should have known that because that was my movie scene last week. All right. I got a text message yesterday from my main man, Larry Flores. Usually overnight guy, diehard Longhorn, one of the best follows for breaking sports news in all of the Metroplex. And Larry said that Ben Rogers was responding to our Fortnite attack yesterday, 6:40 segment, where we were talking about a rehab story for a young girl obsessed with Fortnite, and we launched into Kavanaugh and Ben Rogers and them needing the same thing. We haven't heard this.
I did.
Lane Lewis. Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. I saw someone tweeted it to me last night, and I took I unfortunately took the 15 minutes to listen to them just rip you apart. Really.
Me?
What?
Why'd I get it all?
If I'm listening to the same one, Lane, the vitriol, the spew, the hatred was directed squarely at Shan the Shoe Reef.
Well, it seems like they got most aggressive talking about you, RJ, but we'll get to that one in a second.
Oh, you just conveniently ignore that.
Ben Rogers decided to play therapist, psychologist, and try to get into the psyche of the show on why y'all are hating on Fortnite. So, Sean, you started off, talked about why it upset you that Ben wasn't playing, and he decided to pinpoint one specific thing that you said and break it down.
Listen closely to the first thing he says. He says there's no more dinners. Listen closely to this.
Ben, there's no more dinners.
Okay, that's it. Okay, so each guy, I can pinpoint each guy on the show and what the issue is. Sean has become one of my favorite people at this whole station to hang out with. I love hanging out with Sean. I have so much fun with him. We go have dinner. We go to Nick and Sam's. We hook up with Samir down there. We have these awesome dinners. I usually get home at 4 in the morning. My wife hates those dinners, but I love them. It's so much fun hanging out with Sean.
Vitriol.
You know, I'm an older guy with kids. I don't have to get to come to Uptown very often. He's one of those guys. He's young, hip dudes, king of Uptown. Kind of. You know what? Compared to me. I love hanging out with Sean. And so what's happened is he thinks that playing Fortnite means that I won't go have these dinners anymore. Mm-hmm. It's really my wife has been the problem about those dinners. So
you're going to dinner every night.
We need to get some more dinners on the calendar for sure. But I think he's jealous of Big Steve.
No.
Are you jealous?
You want to be Big Steve?
If Big Steve walked in here, I'd slap the hell out of him. I don't know who he is, but
nice guy. He's a fan.
I don't care. The mention of his presence, his identity, I'm so disgusted by this.
He sounds like a cool guy.
This guy, it's like he won Fan Phenom. It's like, is this guy works here, and I don't even know who he is.
I got to tell
Josh
you guys.
Josh Dak of the fan.
I went back and
Big
listened.
Big Steve.
Because we've talked about this so much during the break, Sean, I went back and listened to the Big Steve podcast, the original introduction of Big Steve.
He has a podcast here?
No. The original conversation that Ben and Skin and KT had about Big Steve and how he's become Ben's best friend. If he could do his wedding over, he would be his best man. That podcast was a month ago. May 17th.
And
he's still talking about Big Steve.
Yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned Big Steve, and if he walked into the room right now, you'd slap him. If he walked into the room
today. How big is he? I don't know.
I don't know if Ben Rogers would recognize him. They talk about Big Steve in this one.
I think, you know, and then Roy jumped into the mix. So listen to Roy. This is cut number 2.
I think it's in the Ben and Skin tease today. I think that Ben is. I think they put the Fortnite in the tees, and now KT is on this thing too.
I'm sure we're going to hear about Steve at some point.
Big Steve, little Steve, middle Steve, middle Steve, big Steve, little Steve. All these. We're making these people famous on the home of the Cowboys and Rangers.
That's funny to me. Middle
that is Steve. Funny too.
That is funny.
But that's coming from a guy who's trying to make his brother famous on his show.
Yeah.
His brother jumps on their show.
How's that any different than having RJ's dad on?
RJ's dad jumps on.
Wow. He interviews his wife every time.
What are we doing? Look, Big Steve's family to me. All right? This is if I get married tomorrow, he's my best man.
That's now, weird.
Have I met him? No. Have I met him? I might get divorced just to get remarried, just so I can meet Big Steve at my wedding.
You might need to renew your vows.
It's in Skin's face.
He's going to hand me the ring, and I'm going to be like, I'm sorry, who are you? I'm Big Steve. I'm like, oh, dude, yes, thanks for the ring. Hold on, I'll talk to you after this.
Good gosh.
A lot of Big Steve love.
Big Steve, Lil Steve, Middle Steve.
Kavanaugh just quoted me about the slap, and he tags Steven Moreno 04.
Oh, sounds Italian. I might
Steve.
Be a fan of him.
Yeah, Big Steve. So what else is going on?
Okay, RJ said a lot of vitriol was headed your way, Sean. In this cut, we hear them go after RJ a little bit. The cut starts with y'all talking about the segment yesterday.
So this is a 46-year-old man.
Yeah.
This is a 46-year-old man running around with grocery carts.
Man, I'm so glad that I just do not have Fortnite in my life.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Hold on. Let me tell you something, RJ. If you had Fortnite in your life, it would be the best thing about your terrible life. I've heard all about your life. Fortnite is way better than your life.
His life is all calves.
And I think if you'd let me sit down and talk to you about it, you would agree at the end of our conversation that Fortnite is better than your life. So, you know, RJ is taking shots at it, I think, because he's RJ, right?
Yeah.
He's RJ. And I think you can hear in his voice there, if he started playing it, he'd love it.
Listen to this.
He'd got addicted.
I'm so glad that I just do not have Fortnite in my life.
That's not convincing.
Shippy.
Someone just texted in and said, I'm Big Steve's father. Big Steve is 13 years old.
God.
He would never know, right?
Now we got Grande Steve.
He'd never know.
Now we got Mucho Grande Steve.
I don't know what Ben's talking about. I played golf yesterday. My life's fine. Life's good. Played alone. Awesome.
Could give you a little bit of a social outlet if the talking to all these other booger
eaters.
And
let's be honest, you also complained about, you were like, you said this literally yesterday. You said, I just golfed this weekend. The last place you want to be is a golf course in this heat.
I said that?
Yeah, you did.
Well, it is the last place you... Oh, no. That's from being a spectator. That's being a spectator at the U.S.
Okay.
Open.
I don't mind
playing in this. I prefer to play in this kind of heat.
And they actually wanted to talk about... They would love if RJ joined the Fortnite crew. They think you'd be awesome in the game. Next one that we're going to play is for our very own Roy White, who gave his reasons, and we'll play those for you as well, why he's not playing, and Ben's got his thoughts on why that is.
You're like, do I want to go through, you know, the painstaking trials that I have to do on my own, by the way, of like playing catch up, in this case, you know, developing my skills so that I can compete on the stage with these guys.
I love it. So I can compete on the stage. I can't even get a grocery cart through a fence door in this game. You'd immediately be better than me, if you had never seen it.
It's a video game.
It's a video game. But I think Roy is his, you know, each guy you can tell there's something going on. And I think for Roy, it's just that he missed the boat. He's late to the party.
They're talking about it because they're curious.
They're curious.
They're curious.
Very curious.
I think Roy's probably the most curious because Roy has a gamer background.
Yeah. Yep.
Why wouldn't they make Roy dispatch him and make Roy do it and have a Roy Reviews Fortnite? I think that'd be a great segment.
We should bring that segment back on a regular basis, KT. I think you're right.
No, he didn't say regular.
Program your own show, KT.
Yeah. I should review a lot of things.
He didn't say regular.
How many great segments do I have that we've killed over the years?
Great segments do you have that we killed? None.
I mean, I've said this a couple weeks ago. Like, these are the highest our ratings have ever been, and all your regular segments are gone.
The rest of our show is really good.
Might be true, but it's hurtful.
It is hurtful.
It might be. We don't know.
There's no doubt about it. The reason that Roy has not dove into Fortnite, he's a video game freak, is because of his wife. That's the reason.
Mm-hmm.
He probably has enough that irritates and annoys her. And he does have a young son, does have a child. There's no doubt if Raleigh White the 24th did not exist, that he'd be playing this game. But
sure. I mean, look at Ben. What did Ben do last night? Ben couldn't partake in our fantasy draft.
Well, he texted that he was going to do it.
Yeah, but he had his auto draft for him because he had date night with
auto
the wife.
Auto draft? It was eight of you picking three soccer teams.
Yeah, he had an auto draft because he had a Wednesday night date night with the wife. Now, why do you think
by the way? You see where he was staying? The Omni Frisco. Up there at the Star. Just got himself a nice little room for a Wednesday evening.
What?
Do you know why he stayed there? Because he's ignored her for a month with Fortnite.
Yes.
Okay?
Amanda texted me, Kavanaugh went to bed like at 7.
Oh, Kavanaugh texted us.
Now, I don't know if that's 7 p.m. or 7 a.m. I hope it's not 7 a.m. That would be Fortnite related.
It'd be Fortnite related. Yeah, it would be. Ooh.
Man.
Ooh.
That's what our issue is. You got to prioritize a little bit. You guys are out of control with it.
Yeah. I mean, this
girl who went to rehab peed herself.
Yeah. Ben, this is what Fortnite did. You say how great Fortnite has made your life. It made you take your wife on a date on a Wednesday.
Oh.
That's horrible.
Horrible.
Nobody wants to do a Wednesday date night. Leave that for the weekend.
Nobody does.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.